morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley was created by OSU researchers and is marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from the Texas and Kansas overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Now here's a great chance to have some fun and support a good cause, too. The second annual AFR Lead Golf Tournament, August 17, Cherokee Hills Golf Course, Catoosa, Oklahoma. All proceeds go to support the Farmer Veteran Coalition. The coalition creates jobs on farms for military veterans. So come on out and play some golf. Who knows? You might even meet a general. That's the AFR Lead Golf Tournament, August 17, Cherokee Hills Golf Course, Catoosa, Oklahoma. For more information, go to IAFR.com.
Welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. The renegotiations for the North American Free Trade Agreement gets underway today. Canada, Mexico, and the United States will sit down at the table to update the 20-year-old agreement. Former Chief Agricultural Trade Negotiator Darcy Vetter says the negotiations represent an opportunity to apply much-needed updates to the agreement.
Heading into these negotiations, I'm hopeful that what the three parties can focus on is bringing an agreement that is dated in some ways up to the standards we need in 2017, but I hope they are also looking at the fact that our three economies have integrated themselves based on, you know, duty-free access for almost all products to each other's markets, and that we should be really cautious about interrupting those trade flows.
Vetter talks about certain parts of NAFTA that she says need to be brought into the new century.
If you look at things like the digital economy, making sure that goods sold over the internet can be easily exchanged between the countries and people can do business regardless of where their bricks and mortar location might be. We didn't really have an internet and certainly not e-commerce in the early 90s when we were negotiating NAFTA, and so there are no provisions for that. Similarly, the way that we protect intellectual property is much more robust than it was in the 90s. There are whole classes of products, pharmaceuticals, crops that didn't exist then, and where we might want to bring the standards for protecting intellectual property from entities in any of the three countries up to a more present-day standard.
Vetter says the original NAFTA agreement is a good foundation in which to build upon for the three countries. She says agricultural trade, though, is a big success story for NAFTA and doesn't need a lot of changes. One thing that needs to happen, though, is for talks to conclude as quickly as possible. A long delay would not be good for keeping agricultural exports as high as possible.
The longer the negotiation is, the longer the period of uncertainty for our customers in Canada and Mexico to worry about what the ultimate relationship may be. And when the economics and the politics of the situation are unclear, investors delay decision making. They look for other sources of product to hedge their risk and diversify their portfolio. And I think we're seeing that already. Mexico's purchases of corn are down 4% since January, in the same period in 2016, are down 4% from January through July of this year.
Vetter says the U.S. was the only game in town as a reliable commodity supplier, especially for Mexico, when NAFTA was first negotiated. The U.S. now has very capable competitors around the world. You got farm news on Ron. Saddle up. It's the 33rd annual Range Roundup hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Join us at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie August 25th and 26th for a night of fierce competition between the top hands of 12 historic Oklahoma ranches. Cheer them on as they are bucked and bruised fighting for another year of bragging rights. There's lots to do, including a farm and ranch trade show, kids dummy roping, and more. Plus, buying your ticket helps to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. So grab your hat and put on your boots for the 33rd annual Range Roundup. For more information or to buy tickets, visit okcattlemen.org or call 405-235-4391. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.